We're in the studio now. I have Grace Willens, and she's the Near Media Co-op Intercultural Coordinator. Hello, Grace. How are you?
Hey, Noah. Good morning.
Now, coming up, we have we'll get through. You're starting off a new course, and you're looking for people.
Yes, we are. We're recruiting for the last training for the intercultural course. And recruitment kicked off last week, and we've been just sending out signals everywhere looking for participants for the new course, and I've gotten some responses back already, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anybody listening who wants to get involved, this is the last opportunity for this course. I mean, there are many opportunities to get involved with NIRFM, but the last intercultural training is indeed starting in the last week of September.
Okay, so people should get in touch with you immediately, more or less, in the
Definitely.
Next couple of weeks. Okay.
And it's for everybody. You know, if you just have something to say, if you're interested in interculturalism, there's no cost for the course and no experience is required. And we provide, you know, travel and childcare and other bursaries to help support your participation to mm-hmm. make sure that there are no barriers.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Like, you've had people in with me quite a few times, and it's amazing how people change in a matter even of 2 weeks to get involved and with the team, and they're so great together and how they interact and stuff like that. It's really great.
Oh, they're just absolutely amazing. We've been so lucky in the people we have, and actually something quite interesting that's happened recently is I don't know if you know, on News Talk there's a program called Global Village,
mm-hmm.
and there's a woman named Dil Wickremasinghe who presents the program, but she's had a few people from the intercultural course go on to intern with her, and what's happened now is she's just so thrilled with the participants, and she's inviting them on every week and playing a few clips from their programs,
mm-hmm.
which is great because it means we get some national exposure. And it's exciting for their participants to do kind of live radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing she's just come back to us and said time and again is we get the best people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so impressed with the skills that everyone's acquired. And
mm-hmm. Well, that's all down to your training, Grace.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay. And are you, they've had a little bit of it in here as well, so they're sort of used to talking live for a while before they go. It's always important.
Absolutely.
And the program, actually, that you're going to get people involved in, there's one on from the old team, there's one on next Monday.
Yeah, there's one coming on this Monday, which is actually really interesting. And it kind of focuses in on Libya as seen through different types of media. So the first interview was with a young woman called Ella Boussir, and her family's Libyan, but she's Irish. She grew up in Ireland. And during the Libyan Civil War, she actually went over to be on the front lines, taking photographs and documenting the conflict. And her family over here was a bit concerned about her being on the front lines, but, you know, let her go.
Mm-hmm.
And the family, her extended family, who she was staying with over in Libya, were like, what, a woman on the front lines? Like, and a young woman at that? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. But she did go over, and she had a really interesting experience. And in this program, she talks about the experience of being over there, documenting the conflict, you know, being a young woman, kind of in two different cultures, but within the same family, and that experience. And the interview is actually recorded in the Klonsky Mosque, and you have the beautiful sounds of prayers in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really recommend listening in on Monday. And there's a second interview with a film director.
Was that an open type of thing? I mean, it didn't have to be covert in any way. Like, they were willing to be recorded and stuff like that.
When she was on the front
lines.
Because
sometimes it can be quite tenuous type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she just... Oh, you mean when she was over in Libya?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just went over and was taking photographs. And I think, you know, different people treated her in different ways. Some thought, what are you doing here? And
mm-hmm.
others understood that, you know, as a Libyan woman, she really cared about, you know, being a part of this and bearing witness to it.
Because in most cases, you're either one or the other, and it's hard to sort of place yourself when you want to look at both sides and you're part of both sides.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And we've got this second interview coming in on Monday, which I actually just want to tell you a little bit about. It's a film director named Paco Torres,
mm-hmm.
and he made a film called The Rattle of Benghazi, which is set in Libya, but it was actually filmed in Sutton. And I think that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he talks about trying to turn Dollymount Strand and St. Anne's Park into Libya. and what it was like to make this film in Ireland. And, you know, he talks a bit about production and how he lost producers because they sort of thought, well, you can't film Libya in Ireland. You know, this isn't going to work. And he talks about how he made it work and the production team that he had behind him. I think he had people from over 15 different countries working on the film. So he talks a little bit about what it's like to make art and create something when you've got people coming from so many different cultural backgrounds.
That's amazing because, I mean, I know for a fact at the moment they're shooting The Vikings, a new series, something like The Tudors here. And I mean, these people have thousands and millions to shoot from.
Yeah.
And they can make anything, be anywhere, be anywhere.
Yeah.
And even Spielberg here doing the Saving Private Ryan.
Right, yeah.
Iwo Jima and all that sort of carry on. So, I mean, he, with what he has, I hope he... Have you seen any of it, or is it finished?
I haven't seen the film. It's finished. It's going around the festival circuit. But, you know, he said, you know, film is fiction. And he said, you know, Libya has forests, Libya has beaches, and that, you know, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that interview is quite interesting. And also talking about having this really intercultural production team, sort of the same thing we try to do. We try to make one program with 26 different people from different countries. So, I would really recommend listening in on Monday. Yeah, the two interviews are fascinating.
Okay, and tell us the time.
Okay, Mondays from 6:30 to 7 on Near FM.
Okay, and we go through the for people for the new course that's coming up now again. I know you started off with it, but I want you to repeat it again and to remind people and emphasise the fact that this is free. And the duration of the course, Grace, and also what people should do if they really want to get involved. Because, I mean, it can be beneficial to everyone. So
definitely.
If you really want to get involved in radio and do something that you're... left your own, you're trained and all that sort of carry on, you're working with a team, but the ideas will come from the people themselves, as I've found from talking to them.
Yeah, I mean, you get full accreditation. It's a FITAC level 4. And because FITAC is changing a bit, instead of a 7-week course, we're running this as a 4-week course with 2 days per week, every Friday and Saturday. And yes, exactly as you said, I mean, we give you the skills and then you just kind of run with the idea, and whatever you want to make, we'll give you the skills and support to be able to make that into a reality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and all the contact details, Grace?
Yep, so anybody who wants to get involved can reach me. My name is Grace, and my email is Grace, my first name, G-R-A-C-E, at near.ie, or you can give me a bell on 01-848-5211.
Give us that email again, Grace.
That's Grace at near.ie.
Okay.
And the phone is 01-848-5211.
I know that off by heart. Okay, Grace, listen, congratulations, and people should listen in to that program on Monday, Culture Shots, 6:30 to 7:00. And as usual, always a pleasure to have you in. Brightens
up.
Thank
you so
much. My day just gets better from now.
Mine as well.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks. That's Grace Willance.